Welcome to You Are The Media Bite Size. One idea each week on the loyal audience you build on and offline. Here's Mark Masters.
Hello there. Joining me now, joining us for our next welcome introduction to you, to the folks at home. I'm going to introduce you to Ben McKinney and Mr. John Jockham. Let's say, who's going to be the first person to say hello?
I'll say hello. Hello, everyone.
Right, Ben, second, go.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Mark. Hello, John.
Hi, Ben.
What I want to do here, so Ben and John, I get Ben and John to introduce and say hello. And if you're not familiar with them yet, you will be by the time that we finish. The thing about Ben and John is that Ben is a presenter at this year's Creator Day. John took to the stage and shared at last year's Creator Day. But there's a common theme for them both, and I want to explore this together. But first of all, I'll start with Ben and I'll go to John. Introduce yourselves so you can become familiar on what you do. Ben McKinney.
Oh, thanks, Mark. Excuse me. So I'm Ben McKinney, and I live in Norwich, Norfolk. And I run two little businesses. I've been a window cleaner and a commercial cleaner for the best part of 20 years. And then more recent history, I've been a freelance copywriter. And then just in the last year or so, I've started a copywriting agency with a friend of mine. And that's what we're going to be talking about at Creator Day. It's called Copy or Die. And the journey kind of to it has been a long and winding one, but it's been an enjoyable one. And hopefully going to kind of pass on some of those experiences when we talk about it at Creator Day.
Thank you, Ben. John Jockham.
Hi. Yes, I'm John Jockham. Met many of you already. Known as the wire guy by some people who are unkindly referred to me as a dinosaur who've been around for 48 years in the same industry now. But it's good fun. I enjoy it. I've worked for big companies, small companies. I've started 3 of my own businesses. And I sell electrical wire and cable to companies that are making things. Like I say, I've been doing that now for 48 years, quite successful. But I enjoy the creativity that comes with You Are The Media and the fact that we can be self-sufficient in our own marketing. So that's really what I'm trying to spend my time focusing on at the moment.
Perfect. Thank you, John. Hey, this is spoken. First of all, I'm going to start on this. So from a seasoned person who knows what it's like to stand on a stage in a theatre and to captivate an audience, to someone who's going to be travelling down to present on the stage for the first time. John, I want you to make Ben feel settled and that standing on a stage shouldn't rack us with fear. I want you, John, to put Ben at ease. What would you advise?
I would say you're starting with a great audience. I mean, the team that are going to be there and the audience that are going to be at You Are The Media are a friendly bunch. So you haven't got those nerves that you might get somewhere else. People are going to be receptive. People are going to want to hear what you've got to say. They're going to be on your side. Probably goes for any speaker anywhere. So the nerves that you might feel, the nerves that we all feel, you know, it's going to be there, but try and abate them a little bit because you've got everybody there cheering you on and wanting you to succeed and actually wanting to hear what you've got to say. You've got some interesting things, I think, that you're going to be going through there. So people will want you to succeed. So take confidence from that. Stand up, be yourself. It'll be fine.
Oh, there you go, Ben. It's easy, isn't it?
I feel at ease.
Feel at ease already. That's,
yeah. Does it, though? Does it, though, make you still feel comfortable, Ben? To the folks at home, the reason I ask Ben is this. Again, I like what Ben has done in terms of diversifying from one industry to another, and finding a rhythm with it and finding someone else to partner with and to build a business with. So this whole theme for this year is around building spaces, which is why I like what Ben is doing from window cleaning industry now and building what we're doing in a copy perspective. And that gets seen. So me asking Ben, say, I think this can fit into the thread of what we're doing. Basically, what I'm trying to do, Ben, is make you feel super comfortable to feel like, yeah, I'm all right for this. Doesn't make you feel nervous, does it?
No, I feel really comfortable anyway, being part of the You Are The Media community. I think that's testament to the to what you've built over the last few years, Mark, and especially in the last year or so with the club, a little bit more of a private space joining. That's meant that it's easier to, excuse me, it's easier to get to know the people that we're going to meet and we're going to see at the Creator Day. So even though I'm a long way away from you guys over in East Anglia, I still feel a real part of the community. I still really enjoy getting involved in the online events where I can. And so when, you know, traveling down and coming down to Bournemouth and being part of it physically, I think that's just going to feel like an extension of that. There'll be nerves, I guess. Nerves are good though, I think. I'm not one of those person that feels like nerves are something that I can't cope with. I think nerves are good when you're doing something like this. It's nice to step out of your comfort zone and do something different. And like John said, I know so many faces already from the community, and I know that they're all a supportive bunch. So I'm really looking forward to it. And
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a great couple of days.
Thank you for that. I'm looking forward to it too. I'm looking forward to it. If the sun is out, Ben, oh, you're coming in to see on Friday with John and me as well. By the
Definitely.
way, everyone, it's not just John and me that just going to see him on Friday. There's lots of us that do it. And it's
Yeah.
almost not forcing your hand to say you have to come in to see on a Friday morning. It's worth it
No,
though,
I'll
isn't
pay.
it?
I'm coming. I want to see Dean Court. I want to see Harry Redknapp's house.
Sorry,
I want to go
mate.
clubbing with Ben Eggington. And yeah, I'm here for it all.
Hey,
Whole
you
lot.
got lash as well. I thought you got bath bombs aplenty down here, my friend. We got it all down here with a home of lashes as well. So you are going to be
Yeah.
spoiled. Here's the thing: Ben was on his Ben on Bond on Ben show with Mel Barker. An interesting thing you talked about in a recent show is about Mel was being more active, and obviously Mel has done well with talking at CopyCon this year, and similar with yourself and coming to talk at Creator Day. It's this importance to join in and participation, because this is this podcast is there for people that are listening, think, yeah, I want to get more involved. When's my chance going to come? Well, whatever it is, whether it is an event or whether it is something that's local to us. Ben and John are good examples of the importance of joining in. Can I just pick up? I just want to pick up on this now to move into this segment here for you both. I'll start with John first. Again, and John highlighted at the beginning, I've been in the wire and cable industry for 40 years. So you may be listening to that thing. Well, that's quite a straight down the line industry. How does someone like that become a part and join in if Mark said he spoke on a stage previously? Can I just ask you, John, like, how you look at it is that if someone does want to step up and to somebody ask them to participate, because you've been active, you just joined in over the years, the importance for people to say, like, if there is a space, you've got to join in, because over time it can come, the reward is there. Can I just take it how I'm trying to figure out how it's progressed for you over the years, because you're very much a central part of you and the media family.
Well, thank you. And maybe that's true. But I guess it wasn't always the way. I started to think about it recently as to what would perhaps be the perceived difference between what I'm doing at You Are the Media, which is a very friendly one-on-one individual type thing, and the industry that I'm in, which is tends to be big companies. You know, I'm dealing with multinational companies and lots of money and massive organizations, and the two don't necessarily go together. And I took it right back to really how I started the values that came from me before I even started work is about, you know, one-on-one relationships, treating people as individuals, working with people on a one-to-one basis. I don't necessarily fit too well in a corporate environment, but it's not easy to join in straight away. It's not easy to get up on stage because you don't necessarily have that confidence. And it's just finding one person that you can be attuned to alongside and then just having the confidence to stand up and do it. And I found that you then get the feedback on a one-to-one basis. One individual will come up and say, yeah, you did a good job there, or thanks for that. I really enjoyed what you're saying, or yes, I agree with your point, or maybe even no, I don't agree with your point, but it's starting a relationship. And then just doing it one step at a time, one-to-one. On a one-on-one basis, it just gives you that confidence to grow as an individual, to join in, and to learn from other people. So It's that. It's all about the relationships, really, from my perspective. And
And
you
I
just
think as
start
well
by making that one step, you know?
and I think as well as being seen on both sides, isn't it? Imagine if you're just you sign up for something. It's like what we're trying to do with this podcast is the people that are coming, that's return of the time that's being invested, and say, why don't you come up and share, and we can chat on this podcast. I think the important thing as well is being seen on both sides, isn't it? From participating and joining in to whoever's organising at the front. Because that's certainly that's happened on your involvement with you and the media over the years, John, is you just keep going, isn't it? And as long as it's
Yeah,
enjoyable, and as long as you find a space that feels right.
I think it's also different in that respect. You attune it to other conferences or exhibitions or whatever, and that's very much a people preaching, and you go there and you listen. It's almost like a school or a theatre environment, and this is more immersive. You're getting people involved, getting relatively unknowns, strangers perhaps up on the stage as well, saying their little bit. And everybody learns together, and for me that works. It suits my personality. It's a little bit different from other things, but you get out more the more you put in, I suppose. Simple as that, really.
That's what I'm trying to figure out. But it's not
Just having
when
the
you're
confidence to do it. It's not always easy to have that initial confidence because everyone feels foolish. First time you get up and talk to somebody, you don't know what sort of response you're going to get. For me, I've found it to be very good. It's just, people want you to succeed. People want to help. It's not
Thank you.
always easy to remember that, but you should.
From your side, Ben, here's a question following up on this. Again, where you are based in Anglia, your advice to following on from the show with Mel, if someone does think, look, I want to get picked, I want to get asked to do something, I want to get asked to be on a podcast, I want to have my turn to present and stand on the stage and have the adulation and the photography and everything else that goes with it. What would be your advice to someone who is starting that wants to build their presence? It's not necessarily about personal branding, but just wants to be seen on a wider platform. What advice would you give to somebody?
So I think, just to give a bit of context to the listeners, the reason for that Mel and I did the show yesterday was about it was about sharing online or oversharing and how much you're willing to give of yourself in social media. And I'm really guarded on social media. I don't give a lot away. I very rarely talk about my personal life or my family. I don't put too much on about work either, to be honest with you. So I'm somebody that more participates by watching on social media. I'm comfortable with that, but I'm also aware that. But by having that stance, I'm probably missing out on opportunities that other people are getting by being more open and outgoing on social media. And Mel's a good example of that. So the kind of most recent example that we talk about with Mel is about a year or so ago, she put some goals of hers on social media, one of which was to speak at CopyCon in 2024. And she put that she was manifesting these and hoping to make it happen. But by writing it down and putting it out there, she's then done little bits which have helped her work towards achieving that goal. So she's just been announced as one of the speakers at CopyCon in London in October this year. And it feels like by being that open and opening yourself up to opportunities, that's when good things can happen. And I think what you've created with your other media, social media can sometimes feel like an echo chamber, can't it? Because if you're not connected to the right people, or if you're a little bit shy, you might put something out there and it just sort of bounces around and doesn't do anything. Whereas when you're part of a community like you're the media, it gives you that space and the nice, friendly group around you to say, oh, actually, I would like to be a part of this. I would like to do this. I don't know, maybe it just builds a little bit more confidence in stepping up and putting your hand up for something as well. What do you think?
No, John, can I start and then I'll hand to you, John? Can I answer then over to you,
Yeah.
Let me just say this. What you just said there, Mal wrote this down. I saw something very similar. Our good friend John Asperian did exactly the same. I saw a poster. He said he wanted to do an event that brought all the people down in his Friday recommendations that he does. And I would like to bring everyone together. And he's doing that with Uplift. He's doing well. I'm giving these mentions to his Uplift event. Just an interesting point there by having something, a goal to aim for. John.
Yeah, I think I was going to say something. I've sort of lost the plot a little bit. I think we're talking about joining in, and I think it helps again having the community that you already know the people that are there, and being such a friendly bunch. We're all going to turn up and give you that little boost that you need. If people don't know who we are, just come up and say hello. It's simple as that. It's I don't know. It's about the relationships. I keep coming back to the same thing here. I'm sounding like a broken record, but I think having those people around, having that support network around you, just makes the whole thing a lot more easily and a lot more enjoyable, I guess. Simple as that.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing, isn't it, John? Is that how you create that supportive environment? So, for instance, for Ben and making Ben feel at ease and at home, is that it's not necessarily you're standing there in the theatre and it's all eyes on you, like, right, you entertain me now. It's not necessarily about that. It's how we can feel comfortable. But the support works on both sides, doesn't it? Like I said earlier, that got me, guys. It got me. It works on both sides. Somebody stepping up to presenting, knowing that feels supported by others. So the point of this show, and to have you both here, and to have you both here, is that opportunities arise when you feel seen, and the opportunity is there just to join in, and it just makes it feel that little bit easier for everybody involved. Listen, it's not about favoritism. It's just about finding ways that help us to feel comfortable. I'm trying to trace when I first met John. Let me share this with you, Ben. Because I first met John, we are not, it's not as though we're being pals or I've been some supplier or anything else like that. It's like 10 odd years ago, wasn't it? At this event at a local golf club, wasn't it?
Yeah, you were speaking at I don't know, it was probably the Chamber of Commerce or a local business forum, and I thought, who's this lunatic? I need to find out more about that. And I'll be honest, you had a way of speaking back then that was totally different to the way I was thinking. So I thought, well, I need to understand what's going on here. So we just sort of got together then, and I've come along to some of the lunch clubs at the Shelley Theatre, and we've done crowd surfing and world records and all sorts of things like that. Just fun environments. And I have to say, I've kept it as a sort of siloed part from my main business because it didn't seem to fit together. It's taken me probably 7 or 8 of those years to see how the two worlds collide, really, because it is very different. And like I said earlier, I've come around to thinking that for me, what this community brings about is this self-reliance and the ability to do things on a one-to-one basis, which is not typically what I've been doing as a business. And trying to bring those two together is turning out to be quite fruitful now, to be honest.
Yeah, that's great to hear. And you work on a little surprise, aren't you? Eh?
Oh yeah, can't wait. It's with Matt King, we've got something we're putting together for just to make life a bit interesting on the day, something a little bit different. And again, it's not our usual thing. It's nothing to do with wire and cable, so it's not my area of expertise, but just something we want to put together that shows people what we can do as creators.
And what about
There
yourself?
you go.
When did you pick up the thread with you in the media? Because I'm obviously a good few miles away in a totally different part of the country. I'm just trying to pick out, I'm just trying to explain my thinking of how it leads then to say to somebody by Ben, whatever it is, write an email to exchange it, like writing letters to one another, or exchanging emails with one another, and then joining in with a club. And then things that progress. Where did it all start for you? I'm just trying to pick up the thread for somebody to think that. It does mean it is all about joining in.
I think it was 2019 or maybe 2018. I've got to give a shout out to friends of You Are the Media and us both, Sharon Tanton and Sonia Nisson. And I did a kind of a group coaching program with them where they were taking me through sort of, I was pretty new as a freelance copywriter. So they were taking me through almost finding my why, really, and working out what I wanted to be and the kind of clients that I wanted to get. So they coached me for a couple of months, and as part of that, your name came up as an example. I can't remember exactly what, but it was to do with the early days of You Are the Media, I think. And your podcast, didn't you do a series of interviews with people?
Yeah, I used to do a pod. Yeah, I
So
used
it
to do
was
a
that. I think
podcast.
I'd had the idea of something similar, and they said, "Oh, you've got to check out Mark." So I just signed up to the email, kind of got on your website and signed up to the email, and then I was just an email, received the email until the club started about a year ago, and then was Like that was, that felt like then something I could be a part of. I think up until that, because a lot of it was in person, obviously during the pandemic, you changed the way you did things. But coming out of the pandemic, I was looking for places to probably be a bit less guarded online. I always used to say to people, oh, I'm much better in person than online. And actually being part of a club like this gives you the opportunity to, even though we're on Zoom and you know we're a long way away from each other, it still gives you opportunity to meet people face to face, show your personality kind of in a real life setting rather than just in a social media setting. So yeah, that's an interesting little kind of, that's the slow burn, isn't it? Had you probably on the email list for 5 years and then finally signed up properly.
Do you know what? And that's the lesson. And that's a nice way to kind of start to summarize. It's that for someone that's listening, folks at home that think, how can I join in with all these? It's to find networks that feel comfortable. Or if there is a pulse to something, whether it's meetups, whether it's online, it's that stepping forward and thinking, I'll join in with this and I'll keep with it. They always talk about this with networking. I never gave it a proper chance. But the more that you belong to something, if there's networking events, you go and you keep on going. And until that time kind of that penny drops with people, similar to this. There's a space that people join in with and feel a part of. The opportunity is there and it's open. And then we have these lovely occasions for people to come together with Create a Day and to see each other. So listen, if you do get the newsletter and you haven't jumped in yet, this is my way to say it, createaday.uk, come and join in with all of us. It'd be awesome. So from one learned head, from John, to somebody who's about to step up on the stage in April with Ben. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you both spending the time and joining in with this. It means a lot. I'm learning about all this too.
I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
Absolute pleasure. Thanks, Mark.